Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's some Texas blues bringing us back. Billy, Dusty, and Frank. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're so fortunate to have Tim Berry as part of our family, part of our brain trust, and to have him available. We're so fortunate that he still cares about you, your small business, as he always does. I haven't noticed him. As he and I both have gotten older and have lost a step in a couple of other ways, I've never seen Tim lose a step in his desire to help small businesses. And, Tim, I still admire you for that. I appreciate you very much.
Oh, well, back at you, Jim. You're there every day of the week.
Well, I'm glad you're here. And folks, the books are just a legend. His hurdle book on business planning is immortal. The Plan As You Go business plan. And then the Lean Planning. That's a new one, right, Tim?
Yeah, Lean Business Planning is just last year.
So check that out. And you can find that at timberry.com. That's where you can find out his blogs and all the things he does there. Don't forget bplans.com. That's where you can learn more about business planning than anywhere else on the planet. I've been telling you about that website. They've been hundreds of business plan examples on bplans.com. Nobody will try to sell you anything. And don't forget paloalto.com. That's where they will see stuff there. Okay, Tim, let's talk about strategy. We're get back on our strategy track. The previous segment, you talked about the power of identity, the power of making sure that in your strategy, you know who you are, you know what your core competencies are, and you're able to actually know without a shadow of a doubt what you should be focused on. Now, let's take that to market.
Yes, the market. Remember with strategy and IMO, these things work together. So you've got your identity in mind as you think about market, and just think how strategic it is when you choose a market. Use a restaurant. When you say, I want this kind of high-end customer, I want to do sushi, I want to do Thai food, but high-end, pricey, organic, healthy Thai food or whatever, that's the offering, and if the identity is you're choosing it, but you're choosing a market. You're choosing, I want people who can afford to spend the time and money on a really nice meal. You're probably saying, I don't want families with four kids running around. I don't want to be the fastest or the cheapest. Your choice of who your target customer is critical to your strategy, and it's one of the parts where you start to see how much strategy is like sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
Michelangelo started with a big block of marble, looked like a stone, and he creates the David with what he leaves out. So your market often is who isn't in your market.
Right.
Is very strategic.
You know, my wife is a pianist. She's a professional organist and pianist. She says her teacher taught her that one of the most important things that she learned in playing the piano is sometimes it's not what you play, the notes you play, it's the notes you leave out.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Yeah, and it's hard for business owners because by nature, we got here, we want to do what the customers want, and we want more customers,
mm-hmm.
and we want to please everybody.
And our the big influences in our lives are companies that do everything for everybody.
Yeah, and yet out in the real world, as a small business owner out in the main street, pleasing everybody is a ticket to failure. Because you end up pleasing nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to settle that I don't want everybody. I want the people who match my identity and who want what I'm trying to give them. One of the best places you see it practically is in pricing.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of healthy businesses don't aim at being the lowest price. They aim at offering more value and attracting the customers who want more value and are willing to pay for more value. That's a strategic decision you make about who is your target market.
And but you can't just raise your prices.
No, you have to justify it
and then market to the people who want what you've said justifies your price.
Yes. Yeah. So these are strategic decisions you make, and if you're going to have the just strategically you're choosing the high end, well, then your tactics have to match your strategy. So then you're not advertising a 50% discount. You're not selling coupons.
Right.
You're sending different messages through different media to reach the people who aren't going to be there if it's 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
They want a different kind of service. The IMO is you want it all to work together, identity, market, and business offering. And strategy is focus, and strategy is what you're not doing.
Well, and don't forget, folks, I don't care how big you want to get, there's nothing wrong with thinking of yourself as being in a niche. I mean, people get rich in niches. And in America, especially, there are niches of niches of niches. And that goes back to the I part, the identifying who you are. Folks, just focus on your identity, focus on your market, and be true to yourself. This above all, to thine own self be true. If you'll do that, then you'll be able to do this next thing, which is make the correct offerings to your customers. And Tim Berry and I will talk about this after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.